Hi, GWA. So this is Project Nox, and this is my first ever audio, and I figured for my first ever audio, I would introduce myself a little bit while I masturbate, you know, just to give it an interesting twist. Not that it's not been done before, but you know what? One can never have too many orgasms, I say, and I'll take any excuse. So, what to say about me? I am female. I am Canadian. I have a vibrator inside of myself right now. And for picturing purposes, I'll tell you that it is bright pink, it is realistically shaped, and it's broken. Because the batteries died, and I haven't replaced them yet. But, you know, it's still penis-shaped, so we'll work it out, I think. So, to tell you about myself, I guess I'll tell you about, you know, the kinks I like, just for kicks. Not that you don't know what you're getting into, because you obviously read the tags on the audio. But, okay, so I'll start off with one of the mundane ones that I have. Because, you know, we gotta start off small. We don't know each other yet. I gotta keep some secrets. So, one of the small ones I have is I really find men's hands, like, really attractive. Like, men who have, like, nice hands. Ooh, fuck me up. I really like fingering. Because I'm very, I think I need G-spot stimulation to orgasm, so, you know, usually just eating out won't do it for me, so I like fingering a lot, and obviously I like vaginal sex a lot, but who doesn't? Anyways, so, and the big one, I mean, let's just get it out in the open. I really love femdom, obviously, because that's, you know, the first egg. Oh, I love it so, so much. Because, I just really I like being in control. I like being in charge. And I love shy, submissive guys who get nervous easily and blush. Oh, so cute. I like cute people. That's what I like. Which is ironic, because I'm a little bit of an asshole. So, I get worried that I'll, like, you know, make them sad when I inevitably say some really mean, sarcastic thing. But, you know, I try my best to be, nurturing, I guess. Although I'm not commonly very nurturing. But I try, anyways. So, I love femdom. And with that, I love cross-dressing. I like guys in skirts. I like guys in lingerie. And I like wearing suits. I think I look hot as fuck in a suit. Just so you know right now, I have my vibrator. Well, it's not vibrating, but so it's basically just a dildo, but it's a, you know, it's doing its job right now. And it's inside of me. Anyway, so what else will we talk about? I told you I love cross-dressing. I love guys in skirts and panties and thigh highs. So good. I also like, I love pegging. I love the idea of being, you know, the one that gets to do the fucking. That always really gets me going. And I swear I have a specific kink for guys that have low voices, but then when they're getting fucked in the ass, their voice goes all high and squeaky because they just don't know what to do with themselves. Whew. Swear to God, if anything could make me come immediately, it's that. What else do I like? I like... I think I'm a minimal fan of bondage. I think I just like the power aspect that it brings. And I like... I'm quite a fan of rape. Like, femdom rape. I love the idea of, like, a guy trying to struggle away from me while we're having sex, but he can't get away because I'm holding him down and I'm too strong. And I like crying too, I think. Crying during sex. Like, I don't like to cry during sex. I like when the guy cries a little bit. I mean, not like tears, but like really upset demeanor, I think. And I also love spanking. Spanking is so good. But I've never gotten to spank anyone before, so that's really sad. I mean, I've gotten to spank myself, but I think I only do that because I want to spank someone so bad, but there's no one for me to spank, so I have to do it to myself. And, you know, it's still nice, but not really the same as if I was doing it to a poor little boy who was bent over my knee and squirming. But, you know, a girl can have her fantasies, I guess. So, I think to, you know, get myself to an orgasm today, I'm gonna think through a little fantasy that I have, and I'm gonna tell it to you. So, it's about this guy. This guy is, he's kind of shy, you know, he's very blushy, and I really wanna fuck him, but maybe he doesn't know yet that he wants me to fuck him. And you know, he kind of pretends that he doesn't want me to, but I know that he really does. So, one day, I ask him to come over to my apartment, and he comes over, and we're talking, and for all intents and purposes, we can say that this guy is you. And so, you and me, we're talking, and I think that it's finally time for us to take our relationship to the next level. So, I give you a little kiss. And I don't think you don't like that. So, you try to back away from me, but I take my hand and I put it in your shirt and I pull you forward. And I kiss you again, harder this time. And then you wrench yourself back and say, no, I don't want that. I don't want you to kiss me. But I know that you're lying to me. And you do want me to kiss you. You want me to kiss you. You want me to touch you. You want me to fuck you. So, I push you down to the couch. And then I climb right on top of you. And see, I know that you keep saying no, like you don't want me to fuck you, but if you really didn't want me to fuck you, your dick wouldn't be hard, would it? Because I can feel it right now, pressing into my ass where I'm sitting on it, and it's nice and hard, and I can feel it. And so, I'll pull back, and then I can pull down your pants, and you keep trying to squirm away from me, but you can't get away because I'm too strong and I'm sitting on top of you. So I guess you'll just have to sit there and take whatever I give you. So I can pull down your pants, and then I can pull down your underwear, and I can see your nice hard cock right there. Just waiting for me to fuck it. So I can take my hand and I can touch it. I can run my finger along the head just shaking because, oh, it feels so good, but you don't want it. Well, you say you don't want it, but you say you don't want it with your mouth, but you say you want it with your body. And, you know, a mouth can tell lies, but a body can't. So, I can take my nice wet pussy and I can slide it down onto your cock. And then I can start bouncing on it. And then you can tell me no. And you can cry. But you can't stop me. Nope, you can't stop me. Yeah, tell me that you don't want it. Cry, scream, struggle, but you can't get away from me. You can't get away. You're stuck, and you just have to sit there, and you have to let me fuck you until I come. Oh, that was good. Oh, okay. Well then, I guess that's one way to introduce yourself to people. So, I guess that's it. Sorry, I'm just a little, orgasm loopy right now. So I'm Project Nox, and this was my first ever audio. I did it. I can't believe it. I can't believe people might actually listen to that. If you did, that's cool. If you actually listened the whole way through, I guess I'll tell you one more, a fun fact about myself. I have blue hair. No word of a lie. It's actually blue. Okay. I guess that's it. Thanks, slut.